views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every morning, every Wednesday morning. Well, shift happens all the time, but the radio show happens at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN and the Higher Self Network. And if you're listening to the show later, we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in if you would like to receive some energetic shifts or some creative solutions for your problems. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. Today's show, I'm really happy to have Mark Kettenbach back on the show. Mark is a very good friend of mine. He and I have been working together now for close to 7 years. And he's a martial arts artist with 32 years experience. He has several modalities under his belt. He is the co-founder of Nice to Have and has just written a book, and it was a bestseller in Germany on Amazon. But Mark, now it's out in English, is it not?
Hey, Colette. Yes, it is. Yes, I am. Yes, it is. Well, actually, it is translated. And people from my team are in the process of putting up on Amazon Kindle. It's not like you don't do that in half a day. It takes a while, and then they put it up, and they don't like something about it. And I'm in the process of correcting everything right now just to have it smooth on there.
So I love it. I'm so excited. We've all been waiting for your book to come out.
That's nice.
Mark and I do... share information together at Energetic Upgrade Seminars, and we've been in Germany and England and in Canada, and a lot of the people here in Canada, I know for sure, are really excited. They want your book, and they've been waiting for it to come out in English, so I know how much work that is.
Oh, yeah, you just released the Bible of energetic work, right? It is big, it is incredible. And it's on its way. I'm really feeling that it's on its way. People like having amazing results, right? Most people, they read it, they can't, like, they sit on the toilet and let stuff go, which is amazing.
I love it because someone said to me, you're the only person I know where it would be a compliment would be that, you know, I got your book and I had to run to the bathroom. Just for those of you who don't understand why we're laughing about this, it's because when you clear energy, it does have to leave your body one way or another, and the most efficient way.
And it will. It will leave through certain, like, exit portals, let's put it this way.
Yeah, so Mark, like, you've been really busy. I've been really busy. You know, on today's show, like, as I said, for people, if you want to call in and get energetic shifts for free, there's no judgment here whatsoever, so don't be afraid here. You know, that if you call in, we will work on whatever is bothering you, whether it's financial, whether it's, you know, a relationship problem or a health problem, whatever. And I just wanted to say thank you to the people that call. There's a few people that have emailed me in the last few days. There was just saying thank you because they really noticed the shifts from the radio show. And that's really, really cool to hear. Also,
cool.
Yeah. It's really good to get the feedback. We were working on a little baby that was in hospital, was readmitted to hospital with jaundice. And they were very concerned. She had maybe had cystic fibrosis and that. And she was released from the hospital a couple days later. And she's absolutely fine. So for anyone that's wondering about that baby that we were talking about on the show, she's doing really, really well. So
great to hear.
Yeah, and that's the kind of results that we like to get.
That is so true.
And you know, you and I have been like feeling, when we started working together, I guess it's almost with the energetic upgrade seminars, it'll be close to 2 years now.
That is true.
And you know, we're getting really excited about the results that we're getting from that.
Oh yeah.
And, you know,
we had this backup program with people to book after the seminar for like 3 months, and where we correct their issues every week, and every like end of the month we had a live call. It was amazing. A lot of people wrote back to us here in Germany as well. Their lives are shifting, they're on their way, they're using their stuff, they've been learning, which is always for me a very good sign that I'm we did a good job. if people go out of the seminar and they start doing, because there's so much information out there and there's so much good information, but the problem is a lot of time people just don't do it. Therefore, it's good to get them in a way that they energetically shift so they actually get it to put it into practice, so to speak.
Yeah, well, like right now, I just from the people at the seminar in Germany in Vancouver, we have two new babies on the way with women who said that we're told that they couldn't get pregnant. Having a challenge getting pregnant. So that's two new little babies on the way. Now, we're not going to take total credit for that, of course, but
nope. Otherwise, especially people will look at me pretty strange, right? Come to the seminar. I can help you get pregnant.
It's amazing that these are, we've got one little one already. She's 3 months old and, cool. Beautiful little baby girl. And, and now two more pregnant that we're having difficulty getting pregnant. So that's always really cool. And we also have someone who bought their home in an area that they've been wanting to buy a home, and for the less money than they thought was even possible. And so these are the things that we love to hear and that, that we work on. And so we do have someone already calling in. So when we come back from the break, what we'll do is we'll take that call. And then you and I, we're going to talk about you were going to share some tools with people that they can master moving energy. So in between, we'll get that in too.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
The radio show always goes so quickly. It seems we just get started and we end up having the same theme for a couple times in a row because we don't get through the information all the time. But we love correcting, shifting energy. We just love doing that. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Mark Kettenbach from Germany. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in to get a free energetic shift, 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Before we continue, Mark, share your contact information with us.
It's www.mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, one word, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. Or you're finding us on Facebook. There's Mark Kettenbach Coaching. There's also Energetic Upgrade on Facebook. And, of course, the Energetic Upgrade website where they find both of us, .com at the end.
Awesome. Cool. That was quick. And we do have a caller here on the line, Julie from Ottawa. So we're going to check in with her and see how she's doing. Julie, are you there?
Hi again.
Yeah, hi, that's Julie. Caller. You know, Julie, I have to tell you, you've been calling in on the last few shows in a row, and I want to tell you like how I really admire that you are feeling the shifts and you want to feel more, and that you're smart enough to call in and get it done for free. So it requires
I'm in a situation where I need to get it done for free, but thank you. And I actually wanted to also acknowledge that I think we worked on my autoimmune liver issue, and the enzyme levels, I don't think I've ever been that low. Like, they're good.
Oh, good. That's good news.
Sounds good.
We love to hear results like that. You know, if you let go of some hindrance, the enzymes in the liver usually do better. So what can we do for you today? Like, I know you're shifting a lot. You're moving through a lot of things.
It's been really challenging. I met with, because I've been on, let's say, well, I've been on financial assistance, and I met with my caseworker yesterday. I was lost. Like, I wasn't able to sleep. I was a loss of words, and I found that I couldn't actually speak my truth. Like, it was just sort of like speechless. Like, she would say some things and I would just sort of agree, and there's that. I saw my doctor today, and I have this friction between all the stuff I've been doing, like kind of energy work and that kind of thing, and then conventional, the system. And there's a huge, like, I've been kind of hiding what I've been doing from them, and so, finding that's kind of coming up.
Let's just get you strong here. I know, like, there's what's coming up is it's just like a lot of things are happening to you at once, and you know you're not alone here. This is like really common when at this I don't know. It's just kind of in the air right now. Anyway, there's there's always a lot of change, but it seems like there's a lot of change. Here in Canada, we have a new prime minister, and you know the election was just on October 19th, and you can feel the change. You know. Whether or not he actually changes the politics is, you know, we have that yet to see. But we have been voted like having the most sexy prime minister in all of the world right now. So even if he doesn't get anything done, at least he's good to look at.
Well, that is something at least. See, we can't say that with our prime minister.
But anyway, I was just wanting to like get you like really calm here. And so what is it that we can do for you? Because if we have a real direct goal here, I'm going to put Mark on it and he's going to correct it for you.
Standing in my own authority and speaking. I mean, I have a thing where I cave in front of people who are kind of questioning me or they're in a kind of authority. I cave.
And when you cave like that, how much does that bother you on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being, oh my, it's just horrible.
Wow, maybe not as much as I thought.
Mark, if you already
7 or 8,
her, yes,
I guess
a little bit.
Yes, a little bit. Yes. Where would you say you are now on that scale?
I seem calm, so I'm actually having a problem finding it.
Good work, Mark. Do you want to tell her what the problem was?
Yeah, sure. Well, when she started her story, and of course, it's never an offense, right? We're just looking for where actually you go out of the line, and meaning where you really are weak. And it is not that you like you feel like you cave away, but it's not that you can't express yourself, because if you would be that type of person, you wouldn't be calling in, first of all. And it's more that this holding your back came from your childhood, first of all. From holding energy for other people and fixing problems without talking about it in a way, then this caving part triggered a lot of birth issues around you. And I'll try to resolve those, or I did resolve those. And the third thing, I blanked my mind. Let me get real back to that. Well, that was, was the energy of being afraid. If you speak out, it's not the speaking out part. You are afraid of the resonance people will get back to you. So it's the emotion or the emotional reaction of being pushed away, or that people turn their shoulder and walk away was a big issue. So
cool,
can you,
Mark,
in some way connect to that?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think there's a fear of being humiliated, made fun of, condescended to.
There was a fear. But actually, now you're really strong to it. You kind of like it, the thought of being a rebel.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, that she's more like... and some issues with the mom I'm still getting. Did your mom sometimes, like, put down your dad in a way when she was angry?
I think it went both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be put down as well, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just.
And yeah, I mean, and it, I think there's a fear of being made because I didn't speak my truth. I'd be made either if I spoke my truth, I'd be made to do something I didn't want to do, or either both ways. So like, I'm going to be made to do something I don't want to do.
I'm getting a lot. If you spoke your truth, people wouldn't listen. And if you made up a story, then people would kind of believe it. So it's a reverse perception about your energy going there. Mm-hmm. So because once you speak the truth, you kind of like getting energetically weak. And so let's make you strong, just speaking your truth, never speaking your truth, lying, never lying, and being all neutral with all of that. And a lot of times, let's be brutal honest about it. People don't want to hear the truth. So you might want to be able to pack it in words they can kind of live with, even though if it's not. Yeah, a lot of people tell me, well, you tell me the truth. Once you did, they go, ugh. And then you don't want to. So let's make people strong to just get what they kind of be able to handle. And it can be the truth or it can be parts of the truth. And that make it way easier with them, right?
Okay, that's good. All right. Well, thank you, Julie, for calling in.
Thank
we have another caller on the line here, Brian from Massachusetts. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am. Hi, Colette. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Brian?
Hi, Brian.
How's it going? I'm okay. You know, I've been struggling the last few years with some health issues and then now some financial issues. I'm just...
Okay. You know, a lot of times health issues and financial issues go hand in hand. And so right away, I'm just disconnecting those two. Disconnect your finances from your health. But on a scale of 0 to 10, because we like to get a baseline, how much is this bothering you? 10 being that, you know, it's really, really like you're, you know, what's, first I would like to ask you before I ask you that actually is what is your health issue?
Well, about 5 years ago, I all of a sudden I had started getting this, I had some kind of an infection. I was on an antibiotic and I had a reaction and I didn't know what was going on with me. I had chronic fatigue. I had all these symptoms, my neurological symptoms. I couldn't feel my feet and a lot of fatigue, brain block, brain fog. And I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And eventually I worked with a doctor who does energetic testing. And he tests for various pathogens in the body. And working with him, he's helped, and I don't have Lyme disease anymore, but he's found all these other inert pathogens, and usually he gives you a homeopathy to clear it up.
Okay, so when you get in touch with the thought, because I was picking up, well, Mark, I can feel him working on this right now, but it's about parasitic people, parasitic in general. But I just want to get a baseline from you. Like right now, how are you feeling? 0 to 10, 10 being like the worst and 0 being like the best.
I mean, compared to my recent state or?
Right now in this moment.
I'll say a 7.
7? Okay. Mark?
Mm-hmm. I would go with a 5, but... Let's see. I'm getting also parasites.
Yeah.
It's funny. And also I'm getting that he's at the point where it's inflaming his body because he suppressed it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the triggers was around finances, actually. And actually, I'm also getting a belief of that money is dirty. And it's not like dollar bills or something. It's more like the coins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting him weak to the clicks of the coins. If coins drop... That I'm getting this coming from when he was 4 or something bad happens and also coins drop like the same time. So maybe somebody fall or had a stroke or whatever and also sound of coins. So I want to make him strong all that.
Okay.
And he got some karma with that doctor.
Okay. We have to take a break, unfortunately. But okay. Brian, if you would just hang on during the break,
sure.
Mark and I'll work on you, and then we'll see what else comes up and check in with you. I'm
okay,
Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com on social media at Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We just left off before the break with Brian, who is having health issues and financial issues. And we are just going to check in with you now, Brian, if you're there. I wanted to ask you is 5 years ago, when you first started feeling your health decline, what was going on in your life at that time?
Well, the one thing I could think of is I was really frustrated with my job at the time.
Okay. And Can I ask you what age you are? Because we're both picking up a weakness to your age.
I'm 51.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so it's just like, you know, 50 years of like half a century of suffering. So I'm going to work on that end. Mark, what else are you picking up from Brian?
So it was like 46, right, when this thing started? Right. I'm getting that he turned there 50 already. With 51, he went to the 60s. And then he picked up like all the major issues, three generations in the past of what his ancestors and had on all and in his time span from 46 to 60. So let's make him strong to all that and delete all these fragments he's like still carrying around, because this other healer he went to did a good job. He got rid of him, or he resolved a bunch of stuff out of him. That's good. But I'm feeling that there's still some fragments. And I'm also getting he had, in another way, a little bit karma with that person. So that's more karma, karmic space of indifference. Okay. Let's get this resolved as well.
And what is it, Brian, that you are doing for, that you were doing for a living then, and has that changed?
No, I'm doing the same thing. I'm a software engineer. I just... be honest with you, I've been just trying to hold on to my job just because with my, you know, I have all these issues and sometimes fatigue.
Yeah.
And,
what's coming up though right away is that you're holding on to your job with a death grip, which you don't need to be doing. Okay. That's exactly how it's coming up. So those fragments that Mark is talking about, like I pick up, I don't know, I say it maybe a little bit different. It's kind of like remnants, like a piece of a quilt that's not quite put back together again. So I'm just getting that there's some psychic energies in here too that are just coming in and out, and a lot of thoughts of parasitic people, being a parasite yourself, not being able to look after yourself, having to ask others for help bothers you. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of these things so that it's not like a chore to live is what's coming up. You don't want to hang on to your job with a death grip.
Yeah, I'm also getting that you're buying too much into thoughts of a lack of things. Like if you watch television, all that, they always tell you how the situations always get worse. And if you be happy to have a job, because if you don't have one, you never find one again. It's the hardest times ever and all that. So let's make you strong to just having your job, but being really open for changes so you can attract something way better for you. And therefore, we got to scratch a little bit this internal forces, we call that. We have a special key for that, because the belief that it's hard to get anything kind of creates limitations, and that brings you to the point where you then make experiences according to all that. So let's break this kind of vicious cycle and make you do your internal and external boundaries strong, and just give you some sort of an energetic filter that you will, if you switch on the television, that something shows up there, which is rare, I know, that is positive, but that you'll kind of see that show, and your subconscious will hold you away from watching stuff that's not doing you any favor.
Cool. How is that feeling now, Brian?
No, I just feel a little stronger. I don't know. Physically,
yeah,
mentally.
The shift, we're just going to strengthen your perception around this, because you've been very kind of challenged in many ways that are hitting you at home is what's coming up. And so what Mark was talking about, you know, the internal forces, we just want to get you really strong to have a real strong authentic self triad, so that you're not going to get shaken up to the point where you don't feel like you have your feet underneath you. And so we just strengthen you to the overwhelm. And then also there's a limiting belief there that when there's change, that change goes from bad to worse. We're going to strengthen that. That for you, change goes to better. And so thank you for calling in. We have some other callers on the line. And so we're just going to see if we can grab one of these calls here right away here. Thank you very much for calling in, Brian.
He hung up.
Okay. Mark is from Georgia.
Yes, how you doing, Colette? Mark?
Very
hey,
well.
How are you?
What can we do for you, Marcus?
Actually, I wanted to call in to be a surrogate for my nephew. You know, he has a lot of social dysfunctions. He's very introverted. He doesn't have any friends. And I was just trying to figure out what's really going on with him.
Okay, so what's his first name?
Tevin.
Kevin? Okay.
Yes.
He's got a weakness to his name. That's why I asked. So I'm right away, that's what I picked up right away. I just want to get a baseline from you, like on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, that you, when you just feel your, think about your nephew, where does he feel like he's on that scale to you? 10 being like the worst and 0 being like, okay.
Maybe a 6 or a 7.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah, I would go with a 7 actually in that case. Mm-hmm. And I, immediately, as stupid as it sounds, Home Alone pops up in my head, not because of the movie, but because of, you know, we just talked about The Wall before we started the show from Pink Floyd, and it's all about building up the wall and finally breaking it down again, or being autistic, right? And for Kevin, I'm getting that with his home, there's a lot of weaknesses around that, and he's feeling, in a way, lonely inside, which has been caused by, I'm feeling no connection between his male and his female energies, meaning a lot of times he'll operate just on one hemisphere. He's even the left, it's either the left or the right. So he got a lot of karma with the extremes, like with either or, right? I'll take all this out and bring it into alignment and more important, get the energy back to him.
Mm-hmm. Like it's about his boundaries and his sensitivities, and so we strengthen him to all of that. How old is he?
He's, I think he's 24 now.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting he's 14. And so what I mean by that is, like, it didn't feel strong, like it didn't feel right. But it's kind of like his problem sort of started when was he always this way, or was it more noticeable when he became a teenager?
Well, really, he's always been like that. You know, he's been very introverted. He's an artist, very artistic, and you know, he still has a strong mentality.
The people, it's more the people around him perceiving him, because I'm getting he's, you know, a very good artist when you said that, brilliant artist, and very talented. So just strengthening him to being different from those people around him, that he could, that the sensitivity, let's just strengthen his sensitivity so that he's able to use that to be even more creative. And uses his sensitivity to create beautiful things rather than to pull away from what he doesn't want. When you think about your nephew right now, does it feel the same or different?
It feels different.
Yeah, I can really feel that moving.
Does different have a number?
Oh, yes. I would say maybe like a 2 or 3 now.
Perfect. I'm getting a 2 as well. Whoa, where you start?
Yeah.
So I'm getting also that the whole thing started at the age of 4. And then with Colette said 14, that's very interesting to me because I'm getting his first round of trying to be different was with 14. And if you add it up, then you're at the 5. So with 14, he got to the age of 5 in kind of jumping from left to right. And now he's 24, which is the second round of trying to be different. And he's now that adds up to a 6. See, he progresses. Like, you know, we're going to make him strong to the in-betweens and make him also strong that he is able to express himself through art, but also through words. For him, he kind of experienced very early that words can be too fake, that people talk a lot but do less. So he kind of built up beliefs in I rather do than talk. Because he wanted to make a difference. I'm also getting the we got a lot of karma here, the karmic space of indifference, in this case, making difference so badly that it's sometimes yourself, you get indifferent to other people. So
how is that feeling, Marcus?
Much better, much better. It's coming down. Maybe
it
zero
feels
now.
Way different. Thank you for calling in. We got to go to a break again, and we have one other caller on the line here that I'd like to get to after that. This is Colette Marie Steffen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am very happy to say that my book is now out in on Amazon in print and ebook and at lulupublishing.com and all the other places where you buy books. And it's a compilation. Yeah, it's exciting because it's a lot of work to bring a book out, as you know, Mark.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So this book is now out. It's available, and it's for more information, you can go to my website. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Honey, I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. Cause I think the whole world of it, and you can't change that. No, no.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here. And thank you, Brian, my wonderful producer, for always having the right song at the right moment.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure. Pleasure to do business with you guys.
Roberta on the phone here from Vancouver, so I thought we would just quickly take her call. And then
should say that we have a time scheduled where we have a seminar in Vancouver 2016.
Yeah. Yeah,
we should share that actually, right?
Yeah.
It's from May, the 20th to the 22nd of May, right?
Right, yeah. Woo-hoo. We had a lot of people asking about us, when's our next seminar in Canada? That's when. And we also are working on our online program, which is getting there.
It's getting there, yeah. It's on its way.
We're excited about that because it's a 14-day program sharing, you know, tools to really easy to use stuff to make life better, right?
That is, and we explain all the keys from the basic set. Plus, we have two extra keys from our master deck that have never been published before and never will. Only be on that online program.
Yeah, I love it.
Boom.
All right, Roberta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Roberta. What can we do for you?
Hi. My dog, Ronan, has a problem with his left ear. And when it's fixed, it always comes back. It's like an infection with a discharge.
Okay. And your dog, where is his ear at now? Like, if you, on a scale of 0 to 10, is he in remission, or is he being really bothered by it right now?
He's not bothered by it, but I'm bothered by the discharge.
Yeah. Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is that bothering you?
10.
Oh, 10. Okay. So I've got a ringing in my left ear right now. As soon as you said that, Mark, go for it.
Well, he's called Ronan, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the first weakness. Ronan is a samurai that fell out of order, was disrespectful, dishonorable, and had to go by himself. And this dog is kind of hooked up to some Japanese energies from the past, carrying around a lot of stuff for the person who owned them back then. So let's make him strong to his name, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And hook him off that field of, because that used to be in times of the Edo, that's called in Japan, a very not so nice thing for people to do, or it was not like socially admired, let's put it this way. I'm
yeah,
making the
and
right
I just
words
kinda,
here, I guess.
No, you're working. So this is like really interesting because when it comes to our pets, like, you know, our cats, like they'll shift energy along with us and pick up our problems when they feel like it. But dogs, they're loyal. And so that, you know, for this dog to be still carrying a weakness from a previous lifetime with a previous owner. And when you think about it, dogs, you know, their lifespan is way shorter than people's. So they go through a lot of different lifetimes. And so much of the weakness that dogs have quite often is directly related to their owners. And so that's really cool. So that feels really different, Mark.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel now, Roberta?
I feel better about it.
Like uh-huh. when you
can you
get
give us a number?
Yeah.
Probably about probably about a 4.
Perfect.
Because I was it Maybe seems when anything is wrong with him, it really bothers me.
Okay. So it bothers you also if there wasn't something wrong with him.
Yeah, because then you have to look a little bit at what's wrong with you sometimes. Let's speak it out a little bit blunt here. So let's make you strong to yourself first and foremost, and then make you strong to the in-betweens where there's just nothing to bother about. So you'd be cool with that. And
it's coming up that, you know, in some weird way, it bothers you not to have bothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I think, you know, it's coming up that it's kind of like that, like Mark, that empty space Mark was talking about. Mm-hmm. It feels like that's like kind of like the unknown. Yeah. And you would rather have a bother that you know about than one that you don't know about, because then you feel like you really should be bothered. And right now, it's just a funny dynamic that's going on in you. So we just strengthen you to having bothers or not having bothers.
And we're going to have a lot of be built up physically, a lot of receptor cells around every cell in terms of having this emotion, this emotional reaction of being bothered. So we want to make you strong, that once your cells split to new cells, that they reduce the receptors for that emotional reaction, and instead of, they should build more up receptors for being at peace and happy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting that the dog's ear is actually better than it was before. And so let's strengthen you to that, that allowing that this dog could just totally get better. And that when you said that, it always comes back. Nothing always ever happens. And when people use the word always or never, you can be rest assured that that's an incorrect statement, because it's pretty much impossible in life for something to always happen the same way. It just doesn't.
So, sometimes it might be appearing, and it would, yeah, but it never does. So this is a misinformation and a misunderstanding, and it actually is a lie to ourselves we kind of put out there. So let's make you strong that all the past always says and ever and never and all this kind of words are not harming you energetically anymore.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling there, Roberta?
I feel like electrical current going through me.
Okay, good.
A what?
Electrical current.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that's the energy shifting and moving. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. We're like a little bit short of time here. So I just thought, Mark, maybe you could just share quickly, you know, something with people listening in here, because we were going to share tools. Can you give us a real quick one here?
I thought we wanted to talk about if people lie at you and how you kind of like getting more energetically a hold on that. What people can do, relax at home and then picture a line like in the middle of your body, like the thing goes through a candle in the middle. Like, so you can use your spine or imaginary line and see what kind of color it has once you relax and you're all feeling good. And then go through memories where something bad happened or something not right you remember of, and watch this line again. We on our seminars call it a magic line. So it's for all the visuals. Because since we are using iPods and tablets and whatever, people are getting more and more visual. So let's put something out today where you can use that, being very visual, in terms of, so once you observed your line and you kind of know, let's say it's green and it's straight when you're feeling good, you can always in a conversation start observing your inner line, and you'll see if stuff comes up that's out of alignment for you, your line will bend. It might even tear apart at some point or change color.
You know
color.
What, Mark? We've run out of time, so we're going to continue this the next time you're on the show.
Sure.
We have to go now.
So we'll stay a little bit longer, magic, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about that for sure next time. But I really do love to honor the people that call in and
sure.
shift energy for them. So it's been so much fun doing that with you today. You have a fabulous day, and thank you for everyone listening in. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having me on your radio show last week, and the video, the wonderful video you put together.
Oh, bye, incredible show. Yeah. I saw it.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Colette. Awesome. Thank you very
bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.